നമസ്സർവേഭ്യഃ. അദ്യ സിദ്ധാന്തകൗമുദ്യാഃ തത്പുരുഷസമാസപ്രകരണസ്യ ഉത്തരഭാഗേ തൃതീയഃ പാഠഃ. ജനുവരി മാസസ്യ പഞ്ചമഃ ദിനാങ്കഃ. യേനാക്ഷരസമാമ്നായമധിഗമ്യ മഹേശ്വരാത് കൃത്സ്നം വ്യാകരണം പ്രോക്തം തസ്മൈ പാണിനയേ നമഃ. മുനിത്രയം നമസ്കൃത്യ തദുക്തിഃ പരിഭാവ്യ ച വൈയാകരണ സിദ്ധാന്തകൗമുദീയം വിരച്യതേ. ഗതവർഗസ്യ പാഠസ്യ കിഞ്ചിത് പുനരാവർത്തനം കുർമഃ. ഉപപദസമാസഃ അധീതഃ. ഉപപദമതിങ് ഇതി ഉപപദസമാസവിധായകം പ്രമുഖം സൂത്രം. ഉപപദം അതിങന്തേന സമസ്യതേ. സുപാ ഇതി നാനു വർത്തതേ, അതിങ് ഇതി ഉക്തം, അതിങ അത്ര അതിങ ഇത്യനേന കൃദന്തേന ഇത്യഭിപ്രയതേ. അതഃ കൃദന്തേന സമാസഃ ഇതി പ്രഥമഃ അംശഃ. അയം നിത്യസമാസഃ ഇതി ദ്വിതീയഃ. ഉപപദം അതിങ നിത്യം സമസ്യതേ. കുംഭം കരോതി ഇതി കുംഭകാരഃ ഇതി ഉദാഹരണം. ഉപപദം നാമ തത്രോപപദം സപ്തമീസ്ഥം ഇതി യേ ധാത്വധികാരേ സപ്തമീ വിഭക്തേന നിർദ്ദിഷ്ടം എന്നസ്തി തദ്വാചകം ഉപപദസംയകം ഭവതി. തസ്മിൻ സതി പ്രത്യയഃ ഭവതി. അർത്ഥാത് അത്ര കുംഭ ഇത്യസ്മിൻ ഉപപദേ സതി കൃ ധാതോഃ അണ് പ്രത്യയഃ ക്രിയതേ കർമ്മണ്യണ് ഇതി സൂത്രേണ. തത്ര കർമ്മണി ഇതി നിർദ്ദിഷ്ടത്വാത് കർമ്മവാചകം കുംഭപദം ഉപപദം. തസ്മിൻ സതി കൃ ധാതോഃ അണ് പ്രത്യയേ കൃതേ കാര ഇതി രൂപം സിദ്ധ്യതി. തേന ച ഗതികാരകോപപദാനാം കൃദ്ധിസ്സഹ സമാസവചനം പ്രാക് സുബുത്പത്തേഹ ഇതി ഉക്തത്വാത് സുബുത്പത്തേഹ പൂർവമേവ. അത് കുംഭ ങസ് കുംഭ ശബ്ദാത് ഷഷ്ഠി വിഭക്തി കുംഭ ങസ് ഇത്യസ്തി. കാര ഇതി കൃദന്തേന സഹ ഉത്തരപദേ വിഭക്തി ന ഭവതി ഇതി വിശേഷഃ. ഉപപദസമാസേ സാമാന്യതഃ ഉഭയോഃ പദയോഃ വിഭക്തി ഭവതി. സീത ങസ് പതി സു സീതാപതി ഇതി ഉഭയോഃ വിഭക്തിലോപഃ. അത്ര തു ഉത്തരപദാത് സുവിഭക്തി നാസ്തി. കുംഭ ങസ് കാര ങസഃ ലോപേ കുംഭകാര ഇതി സമസ്തം പദം. സാ ച പരിഭാഷ ഗതികാരക ഉപപദാനാം കൃദ്ധിസ്സഹ സമാസവചനം പ്രാക് സുബുത്പത്തേഹ ഇതി പരിഭാഷ അതിങ് ഗ്രഹണേന ജ്ഞാപ്യത്തെ. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദ അതിങ് വിച്ച് പാണിനി ഹസ് ഇൻക്ലൂഡഡ് ഇൻ ഉപപദം അതിങ് വി നോ ദറ്റ് ദ സമാസ ഇസ് നോട്ട് വിത്ത് എ സുബന്ത ബട്ട് ബിഫോർ ഇറ്റ് അറ്റൈൻസ് ദ സുബന്ത സ്റ്റേജ് പ്രാക് സുബുത്പത്തേഹ. സൊ ദ സെയിം തിങ് വി ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ബാക്ക് വൺ സൂത്ര ഇൻ കുഗതി പ്രാദയഃ ദർഫോർ ഗതി സമാസസ്യാപി തഥൈവ. ഏവം കാരകേണ എത്ര സമാസഃ തത്രാപി സുബുത്പത്തേഹ പ്രാഗേവ സമാസഃ ഇതി നിയമഃ. കിമർത്ഥമയം നിയമഃ ഇതി പ്രശ്നഃ. വെദർ വി ഡു എ സമാസ ബിഫോർ ആഡിംഗ് സൂപ് ഓർ ആഫ്റ്റർ ആഡിംഗ് സൂപ് ദ രൂപ വിൽ ബി ദ സെയിം ഇൻ മോസ്റ്റ് കേസസ്. എ കുംഭകാര ദ രൂപ വിൽ നോട്ട് ചേഞ്ച്. സൊ ദ പ്രോബ്ലം ഇസ് വിത്ത് ദ സ്ത്രീലിംഗ ഫോംസ്. So he gives examples of Yagri, Ashwakriti and Kachapi, one each for Gati, Karaka and Upapada. Okay. So here in all cases the problem is if we have to do Sup before we do the Samasa, that is on the plain Kridanta, whether it is Ghra or Krita or Pa, okay, in these cases. So before adding the Sup we have to add a Linga Bodhaka Pratyaya, which is a Stri Pratyaya. At that stage, because it is a plain kridanta, by default there will be the sri pratyaya called tap. Okay, so it will lead to forms like vyaghra, ashvakrita and kachapa, which are not desired. The desired forms can be derived only if we add the sri pratyaya after the samasa, because in vyaghri and kachapi the sri pratyaya is nish by jatera sri vishaya dayopadha. For it to become a jativachaka there has to be a samasa. After the samasa, vyaghra indicates a jati and kachapa indicates a jati, not just the plain kridanta. Similarly, in Ashvakrita, Kritat Karanapurvat ityasti. Yatra Karanapurvatvam. Where there is Karana as the Purvapada, there only we have the Gnish. So if we do Stri Pratyaya before the Samasa, we will not have Gnish. So to allow for these Strilinga forms, we have the Paribhasha, Pratikarakopapadanam, Kridhissaha Samasa Vachanam, Prak Subuttattehe. Atra Kashtana Prashnaha. Chandrasekhar Mahodayena email dwara preshitaha vyaghri ityatra kas samasaha iti prashna. One of the books which he has referred to shows it as an upapada and gati. So what is the issue? I just like to read from the Bala Manorama at this point. For those who do not know, Bala Manorama is one of the most popular and the easiest commentaries to the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Okay, if you have the book of Siddhanta Kaumudi, there are many editions which give Bala Manorama. One of the editions is the 4-part edition brought out by Bontilal Banarsidas. So where samasas are in the second part. So you have the Bala Manorama, the commentary which is for beginners. So it's very easy to understand. So I'll read there. From Vyaghri iti. Okay, just before that he says, Atha paribhashayaha phalam darshayitum gati samasam udaharati Vyaghri iti. Vyajighati iti Vyagraha. Okay, Vyagra is because of its sense of smell. It finds out through its smell. Vyang purvat. Vyang purvat. Ghara dhatohu. Atashchopasarge iti kaha. That is the truth pratyaya. Atolopa iticha iti allopaha. Ghra ityatra akarasya lopaha. Paghradhmade dvishashaha iti tu nabhavati. Jighrata sanyayam neti vachyam iti nishedhat. So that's another thing. Aangaha ghra shabdena gati samasaha. Here's the aang, the upasarga a will combine with ghra, ghra, which is a kradanta in gati. Agra shabdena vehe gati samasaha. Again, there is another upasarga which is V. So that will now combine with agra in a gati samasa. Okay. So that is the prakriya he gives. Tatra yadi ghra shabdasya subantatvam apekshyata tarhi stri pratyane utpanne subutpattisyat swartha dravya linga sankhya karakanam karaka prayutta karyanam kramikatvasya kutsite iti sutrastha bhashya darshitasya nyap pratipadika adityatva asmabhi prapanchitatvat. So then he goes on to explain the paribhasha with respect to vyakra. Okay. So he says, we have to add the sri pratyaya before we add the supratyaya. Okay, that is an agreed rule. So we do that. Tatascha subutpattaye linga sankhyakarakam kramena apekshyam iti. So why is it that we add the sri pratyaya before sup? Linga sankhyakarakam karakanam kramika utpatti. First it is the linga, then sankhya, then karaka, which will be added. So first we add the linga bodhaka pratyaya. Prathamam linga sanyoge sati adantatva tapsyat natu jati lakshanangi ghrashabda matrasya jati vachitva bhavat. Since ghra is not a jati, we will not have nish, we will have tap. Tatascha ghra shabdena subantena samase sati vyaghra shabdasya adantatva bhavat jati lakshanaha nish nasyat. So once we do the samasa, we cannot have another Sri Pratyaya. It is already Akaranta. So that is the problem. So that is why we have the Gati Samasa. So it is very clear that it is both Gati Samasa. Okay. But that is not the whole point. So if you read further on, Yadyapi Upapadatvenapi Etat Siddham. So he says it need not be Gati Samasa at all. You can have it as an Upapada Samasa. Why? Because Atascha Upasarge Ityasti. Akarantad dhatoho upasarge ka pratyaha. Upasarge iti saptamistham. Tatropavanam saptamistham ityanena upapada samyasti. The upasarga here also happens to be an upapada. Generally, for upasarga, if it is an upasarga and a tinganta and a kridanta, we do gati samasa because it has the gati samya. Okay. In this case, it also happens to be the upapada because of the saptami nirdesha. Therefore, vyaghri can also be given as an example for upapada samasa. उपपदसमासः अपि भवितुम् अर्हति. अतः यद्यपि उपपदत्वेनापि एतत् सिद्धम् and the rest is common, even if it's an upapada suvutpattehe prageva samasaha, ataha prakriya tu samana samanameva bhavati. Yadyapi upapadatvenapi etat siddham tathapi gatitva sambhava matrena idam ityahuh. But still it is clear that Dikshitar intends it as an example of gati samasa, okay, because it's given three gati karaka upapadanam. He gives vyagri, ashvakriti and kachapi. So gati sambhava matrena, because it is possible to have a gati samasa, he has given it as udaharana, as one samadhana. Vastutastu, but actually, angaha ghrashabdena upapada samasaha, atashchopasarge iti saptami nirdeshat. There are two upasargas. The first one, which is ang, will combine with ghra in upapada samasa, because the upasarga is an upapada. Atashchopasarge iti saptami nirdeshat. उपपद संज्ञा अस्ति अतः उपपद समासः आ प्लस घ्र विल फॉर्म आघ्र इन एन उपपद समास. वेस्तु आघ्र शब्देन गति समासः द सेकंड उपसर्ग विच इज वी विल कंबाइन विथ आघ्र इन अ गति समास. ओके, बिकॉज़ द डायरेक्ट उपपद हियर इज ओनली आ द फर्स्ट उपसर्ग, द सेकंड वन इज नॉट डायरेक्टली एन उपपद. देयरफॉर इट विल कंबाइन वेस्तु आघ्र शब्देन गति समासः इति तदक्षे गति समास उदाहरणम् इत्याहुः. ओके, सो वी हैव बोथ उपसर्ग एंड गति. यू कैन हैव इट एज गति समास ओनली और यू कैन ट्रीट इट एज उपपद एंड गति. इन एनी केस इट इज गिवन एज एन एग्जांपल फॉर गति समास. ओके, सो फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ दीक्षितर व्याघ्री इज एन एग्जांपल ऑफ गति समास, बिकॉज ही गिव्स द अदर एग्जांपल फॉर उपपद समास एज कच्छपि. So clear? Any questions on this? Anyaha prashna asti, Usha Mahodaya, kumbham iti laukika vigrahe ditiya shruyate iti. Satyam, we saw already that since upapada samasa is a nitya samasa, we do not have swapada vigraha. Okay? So you cannot, in the alaukika vigraha vakya, if it is a normal samasa, like say Sita yaha patihi, लौकिक विग्रहे अलौकिक विग्रहे च समान विभक्ति श्रवणं भवति. इट इज द सेम विभक्ति, सो यू कैन टेक इट फ्रॉम द लौकिक विग्रह. बट इन कुंभकार इन उपपद समास, सिंस इट इज अ नित्य समास, वी डू नॉट हैव स्वपद विग्रह, सो यू कैन नॉट टेक द विभक्ति फ्रॉम द लौकिक विग्रह. द लौकिक विग्रह इज ओनली टू अर्थ विवरण मात्रं क्रियते. द शास्त्रीय विग्रह इज कुंभ नस कार. The Shashti Vibhakti is because of Kartrakarmanoho Kriti, which says Kridante Vishaye Kartrakarmanoho Shashti Vibhakti Bhavati. The Karma Pada, if it is a Kridanta, if the Kriya is given by Kridanta, Karma Pada will have Shashti Vibhakti. So in the Vigraha, in the Shastriya Vigraha, it is Kumbha Ngas Kara. Kumbham Karoti Ityatratu Kridantam Nasti Tingantameva Ataha Karma Masakat Dvitiya Vibhakti Bhavati. So, in the Laukika Vigraha, it is Dvitiya, and in the Shastriya Vigraha, it is Shashti, because it is a Kridanta. Alaukika Vigraha, apekshita eva, without Alaukika Vigraha, you cannot have the Samasa. Okay, for the Prakriya, since you are studying the Prakriya, it has to be Alaukika Vigraha. And since Dikshitar very explicitly makes a mention, Atra Kumbha Ngasu Kara, iti Alaukika Vigraha, he states it very clearly. Therefore, you should know that. I mean, even if by chance it were not in the Moola, you could have ignored it. But since it is very clearly given in the Moola of the Kaumudi itself, you should know that it is the Alaukika Vigraha is Kumbha Ngasu Kara. Yes, Vasuji, you have a question?
Rana Manorama, on the discussion ends with the statement, Atha Karaka Samasam Udagarati. What is Karaka Samasam?
Karakena samasa. Any kama samasa where a karaka combines with something else. Karaka combines with the kriya, which is the kridanta. We say ashvena krita. You have kartra, what is that? what is the sutra?
Yeah. Okay. It is not the technical term, right?
No. It is not the technical. You have the...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Kartrakarane Krita Bahulam. You have it's clearly said that the Kartrakaraka and the Karanakaraka combines with the Kritanta. So any samasa, it is not a particular one. Any samasa where a karaka combines with anything is a karaka samasa. Any other questions? So that is one part of the Upapada Samasa, which is the main one. Tataha Trini Sutrani Santi Amayavavyayena Tratiya Prabhati Yanyatarasyam Ktvacha Iti Avyayena Saha. So it is a question of when there is an Upapada Samasa with an Avyaya. Okay. So with these three sutras, we studied them separately. So Saha Sankshepaha Athava Ante Kaha Siddhantaha. What is the conclusion? Ktvana Mulav Vihaya Anyaihi Kridavyayaihi Upapada Samasaha Na Bhavati. So you will not have an Upapada Samasa with a Kridavyaya other than Ktva or Namul. Like say you have avyayas like Tumun. Okay, you will not have a Samasa. Kalaha Bhoktum Ityasti. Yadyapi Kala Shabdasya Upaparattvam Asti. Tathapi Samasaha Na Bhavati. Ktva Namulau Vihaya Anyaihi Kridavyaihi Upapada Samasaha Na Bhavati. Okay, that is the first thing. So if it is Ktva, Tritiya Prabhatishu, Tritiya Prabhatini ityasti, from 3447 to 3464. So Tritiya Prabhatishu Vihitena Ktvantena Saha, Upapadam Va Samasyate. If the Ktva Pratyaya is given by a rule between 3447 and 3464, there is an optional Upapada Samasa. Daharanatam Uchaih Kritya Uchaihi Kritva ityasti. Avyaye Ayathavi Preta Khyane Ktvanamulau 3459. It is Utrena Ktva Pratyaha. So Tatra Vikalpena Samasaha Bhavati. Samase Sati Lyabadeshaha Uchaih Kritya iti. Tadabhave Uchaihi Kritva iti. Anyaihi Ktvantaihi na Samasyate. If it is a Ktva Pratyaya which is given by some other rule, which does not fall within this range, then there is no Upapada Samasa. Alankatva, Khalukatva, that is the 3418 is the rule. Alankalvo Pratishethayohu Prachamtva. So since it falls out of the range, there is no Upapada Samasa. Okay, that is about Ktva. So if we come to Namul, Tritiya Prabhatishu Vihitena Namulantena Upapadam Va Samasyate. Again, if it is Tritiya Prabhatayaha, it is an optional Upapada Samasa. Okay. So, Moolakena Upadamsham, Moolakopadamsham. Samase Sati Moolakopadamsham iti bhavati. Tadabhave Moolakena Upadamsham. Upadamsham iti Namulantam. Upadamsha Sritiyayam iti Sutrena Namul Pratyaha Vidhiyate. 3447. Okay. So, there it is an optional Samasa. In cases of other cases where there is Namul, that is where Namul is given outside this range, where there is only Namul being given with that Upapada. Kevalasya Namulaha Yatra Vidhanam Tatra Nityam Samasaha. So there it is a compulsory Samasa. If it is an Upapada and it is only Namul which is being given by the Sutra, then we have a Nitya Samasa, a compulsory Samasa. Swadunkaram, Swadumi Namul. There is a typing error. It is not Nalum. It is Namul. 3436. It is before this range. So, Tatra Nityam Samasaha Bhavati Swadum Karam. So, if it is a case where Samane Upapade Namulaha Anyasya Pratyayasya Vidhanam. If it has both Namul and Samadhar Pratyaya being given by the same Sutra outside this range, then there is no Upapada Samasa. Tadupapadam Namulantena Na Samasyate. Agre bhojam ityasti. Vibhasha agre prathama purveshu ityanena ktva namulau. It gives both ktva and namul. Okay. So in such cases, there is no samasa with namul. Okay. With namul, there are three options. Compulsory samasa, optional samasa, no samasa. With ktva, there is only two. Either it's an optional samasa or no samasa. If it is any other avyaya, there is no samasa. Okay. So then we started with the samasantaha. Okay. So tatpurusha samase samasantaha uchyante. So if you look at the samasantas which are specific to tatpurushas, tatpurushasya angule sankhyavyayadehe iti sutram. Samasantaha ityadhikaraha sarvatra asti. Tatpurushasya, specifically for tatpurusha, you have a few samasantas. Samasantas always you cannot read it sutra by sutra and separately and remember it. Better to have the sutras in the order of Ashtadhyayi and a table which shows you what exactly it does. So this is just a sample. It is up to you to create this table for your study. Okay, it will really be helpful at the time of examinations. So this gives achyati anuvartate. So sankhya avyaya dehe. If either a sankhya or an avyaya is the purvapada and anguli is the uttarapada. Satpurushasya angulehe. So anguli is the uttarapada, either a sankhya vachaka or an avyaya is the purvapada. They have ach is the samasanta. So an example for sankhya is dvyangulam. Dve anguli pramanamasya. Iti dvigo samasaha. Dvi anguli ityasti. Tatra ach pratyaha kriyate. Evam nirgatam angulibhyaha ityarthe. Nir iti avyayam. Anguli ityasti. A ach pratyaha. So in both cases, anguli shabde ikarasya asya ticha iti lopaha. But as a prakriya. You have dvi anguli a. Nir anguli a. Ikarasya lope. Dvyangula nirangula. So ach effectively converts anguli, which is ikaranta, into akaranta. Tatra dvitiyam sutram asit ahasarvaika sankhyata punya accha ratrehe. So ratri shabda, when the word ratri in a tatpurusha samasa is preceded by one of these, ahan, sarva, the word sarva, ekadesha is a part, a word which indicates part, sankhyata, punya. And from the previous sutra, you have sankhya, vachaka and avyaya. Okay, by any of these, there are seven words which are indicated. So again, there is ach as the samasanta. So ahan ratri ityasti. So aharugrahanam dvandvartham iti vartikam. So it is a dvandva samasa, you have aho ratraha. So in all these cases, in the prakriya, you have this. So the ratri a ach pratyaha. Ikarasya esyaticha iti lopaha, so you'll have ratra. So ratranhaha pumsi ityanena pullingatvam bhavati, ataha aho ratraha iti rupam. Evam sarva ratrihi sarva ratraha. Purvam ratrehe ekadeshi samasaha, the first part of the beginning of the night, purva ratraha. This is not purva ratrehe, it is purva ratraha. I better change it right now. Sankhyata ratrihi, sankhyata ratraha, a night which is counted down because probably you are waiting for something and you cannot sleep and you wait for the night to pass. That is sankhyata ratraha. Punya ratraha, punya ratrihi, punya ratraha. And sankhyavachaka is dviratram, dvayoho ratriyoho samaharaha dviratram. And an avyaya, ratrim atikrantaha atiratraha. Okay. So these are the examples for this. There is something special in Sankhyavachaka, since it is a Samahara, in all other cases you can see it is Pullinga. In this particular case, a Samahara Dvigu is Napumsaka. There is also a Linganushasana Sutra, which says Sankhya Purvam Ratram Kivam. So if it is preceded by a Sankhya, it happens to be Napumsaka. Okay? Same thing, there was a question last week about Navaratra. I mentioned it was a Pullinga, which is wrong. Navaratra is also Napumsaka Linga because of the same thing. It is Navanam Ratrinam Samaharaha. So Navaratra is one which refers to the nine nights as a group. So since it is a group, that is why there is no plural. Okay. So that was the question which Vasuji raised last time. Why is it not plural? Because it is nine nights. So Tatra Navanam Ratrinam Samaharaha iti Samasaha. Samahara Dviguhu. So it is a group of nine nights together which is called as Navaratra, and it is not Pullinga, it is Napumsakalinga, Navaratram itteva. Again, Sankhyapurvam Ratram Klivam. So if it is a Sankhyapurva, the Ratri Shabda will be in Napumsakalinga, so it is Navaratram. Okay. So any questions with Samasantas? Agresa Ramaha. Samasantaha eva anuvartante. There is still a lot more Samasas in this thing. The Raja has Sakhibhyashtachu iti Agrimam Sutram. Probably one of the Samasanta Sutras that most people would be familiar with. There is a question. Vayusha, Punyaratraha. Kaha Prashnaha? Punyaratrasya Vishaye? Punya Ratra is not neuter. Punya is not Sankhya Vachaka. Sankhya Purvam, where Ratri is preceded by a Sankhya Vachaka, by a number, it is Napumsaka. In all other cases, it is Pullinga. Ratran Hahaha Pumsi. Ratra is Pullinga. So if it is Sankhya Purvam, Sankhya Purvam Ratram, Klibam. So Ratri is originally Strilinga. If it becomes Ratra, Achpratyaya Krute Pumstvam, Yatra Sankhya Purvatvam, Tatra Napumsakatvam. Raja has Sakhibhyashtat, iti Agrimam Sutram. Raja Ahaha Sakhibhyaha. Samasantaha iti Adhikaraha. Tatpurushasya iti Anuvartate. Atra Tach iti Samasantaha. Instead of Ach, we have Tach as the Pratyaya. Etadantat Tatpurushat Tach Syat. So Tatpurusha, which ends with Rajan, Ahan or Sakhi. So for these, you will have Tach as the Samasanta. Paramarajaha iti Udaharanam. Paramaha Raja ityasti. Sanmahat Paramottamottrushtaha Pujyamanaihi. It is Utrena Karmadharaya Samasaha. Okay, Parama Shabdaha Rajan Shabdena Samasyate. So Parama Su Rajan Su Karmadharaya Samasaha. Samase Krite Anena Sutrena Touch. Parama Su Rajan Su Touch. Tataha Supodhati Pratiprikayoho Itjanena Sublohe Sublope Paramarajan A Ityasi Touch Ityatra Takarasya Chakarasya Cha Itsamya. Kena Sutrena. So in touch we have only Akara which is heard. The remaining two letters, that is Ta and Ch, are removed by It. So which are the sutras which give Itsamya? Chutu Itjanena Ubhayoho Itsamya. Right? So there is Ta and there is Ch. So, chu tu, chavarga tavargayoho, it's samya. Is that right? Any other option is what? Is that answer correct? Right. So, takarasya chutu ittenena, it's samya. Chakarasya halantyam it's samya. Because chutu says, pratyayadyau chutu it's samya ustaha. So, it applies only if it is at the beginning of a pratyaya. So, touch, takarasya chutu ittenena, it's samya. Chakarasya tu halantyam ityanena ityamya. Ubhayohu tasya lopaha iti lopaha. So you have a. Paramarajan a ityasti. Nastadhite ityanena ti lopaha. We have seen this rule earlier. Nakarantasya tadhite pare ti. What is ti? Ti ityakte kim? What is T? Any idea? Achavantyadi T is a sutram. So from the last vowel of the till whatever that follows. The last vowel and whatever that follows. No, it is not the penultimate varna. The penultimate varna is called upadha. Okay, alontyat purva upadha. T is the last ach. And whichever hal that follows. If it is an akaranta, if it is a ajanta, it is the final vowel. If it is a halanta, it is the last vowel plus the consonants that follow. Okay, that is T. So Rajan ityasti, tatra an ityasya kisamya. Raj an, a is the final vowel and there is nakara. An iti ti samyakaha, tasya lopaha. So paramaraj a, paramaraja iti pratipadikam, paramarajaha. Iti rupam. Okay. So this is the rule which converts the nakaranta rajan into an akaranta in a tatpurusha samasa. That is why we have maharajaha. Whatever, wherever you have raja, it is in a tatpurusha samasa, it will be akaranta. Okay. So paramarajaha. Atiraji. Rajanam atikranta. शी हज एक्सेल्ड द किंग इत्यर्थे अत्यादयः क्रांताद्यर्थे द्वितीयया इति प्रादिसमासः. ओके, इट इज अ प्रादिसमासः. अति कंबाइंस विद राजन टू फॉर्म अतिराजन. ओके, अतिराजन अ इट इज सेते नस्तद्यते सेटिलोपे अतिराज इत्यस्ति. सो व्हाई दिस टच इज अ क्वेश्चन, राइट? सो देयर वाज अच, वी हैड अच सो लॉन्ग, सो नाउ व्हाई डू यू हैव टच? ओके, सो वन थिंग इज द the touch, that takara being it is for a stri pratyaya. Okay, striyam tajantatvat tiddhanai iti neep. Okay, so there is a rule in stri pratyayas, tiddhanai dvayasach dagnai matrat tayap thaktai kai kvarapaha. Okay, so the part we require is only tit. If it is a tit, tidanta, if the pratyaya is tit, then there is neep as a stri pratyaya, so the stri linga form would be atiraji. So in the previous case, if it is not a touch, if it is only ach, then there would have been tap and the form should have been atiraja. Okay, so one of the purposes of the titva is to bring about this neep as the pratyaya by tiddhanai. So that is why he gives the strilinga form as the example, atiraji iti. So atirajan atira a अतिराजन इत्यस्मात् टच प्रत्ययः अतिराज इति भवति, तस्मात् नीप प्रत्यये अतिराजी इति स्त्रीलिंगे रूपम्. राजानम् अतिक्रांता इति उदाहरणम्. कृष्ण सखः, कृष्णस्य सखा, षष्ठी तत्पुरुष समासः. सखा इत्यस्य प्रातिपदिकं सखी. ओके, सो कृष्ण सखी अ इति स्थिते, यस्य च इत्यनेन इकारलोपः कृष्ण सख इति भवति. सो कृष्ण सखः रूपम्. सो राजाः सखिभ्यश्च, तत्र राजन शब्दस्य सखि शब्दस्य च उदाहरणं दत्तम्. सो बिफोर वी हैव अहन, वी हैव अदर रूल्स, सो प्लीज बी केयरफुल विथ अहन. देर आर मेनी रूल्स विच आर कंसर्न्ड ओनली विथ अहन. ओके, इट्स अ वेरी स्पेशल वर्ड. द फर्स्ट वन इट सेज अन्हः तखोरेव. ओके, यू हैव दिस. सो टेः इति अनुवर्तते, लोपोयि इत्यतः लोपः इति अनुवर्तते. एतयोरेव परतः अन्हः टिलोपः स्यात् नान्यत्र. सो व्हाट डू वी हैव हियर, वी हैव अहन् उत्तमाहः इति रूपं साधयितुं प्रयतते. उत्तमम् अहः इत्यस्ति, डे विच इज वेरी गुड्. अहन् इत्यस्य दिनम् इत्यर्थः. द मॉर्निंग टाइम इज कॉल्ड अहः, as opposed to ratri. Okay, ahoratraha means day and night, so the day part of it is called ahaha. Uttamam ahaha ityasti, sanmahat parama uttama utkrishtah pujyamanaih iti karmadharaya samasah. So you have touch as the samasanta by rajah sakhibhyashtat. So uttamahan a iti sthite. So since it is nakaranta, actually we should apply nastadhite, which says tehe lopaha. Okay, but there is a restriction on that, which says anhaha takhoreva. Okay, so this says for ahan, for the word ahan, there is tilopa only when it is followed by ta, which is touch, and kha. Takhoreva, this is a niyama sutra. Sutras are of six kinds, right? संज्ञा च परिभाषा च विधिर्नियम एव च अतिदेशोधिकारश्च षड्विधं सूत्रमुच्यते. सो देर आर सिक्स काइंड्स ऑफ सूत्रस, सो अमंग देम नियम इज वन. नियम इज अ रिस्ट्रिक्शन. सो नस्तद्धिते सेज दैट इफ इट इज अ नकारांत वर्ड देर इज नलोप. सिंस अहन इज ऑल्सो नकारांत, देर शुड बी टिलोप एवरीवेर, बट दिस सूत्र रिस्ट्रिक्ट फॉर द वर्ड अहन. Tilopa will happen only when it is followed by either ta or kha. In other cases, there is no lopa. In our case, it is ta, right? Tach pratyaya krute ta. Tach pratyaya tu tilopaha bhavati. Okay, so in this case, you cannot see a difference because there is still tilopa. But the rule here is anhashtakhoreva and not nastadhite. Okay? So uttamahan a it is sthite, anhashtakhoreva ityataha अनह लोपह. सो उत्तमाह अ इत्यस्यते उत्तमाह. सो रात्रान्हाहाह पुंसि, सो विल सी द ट्रूल अगेन. अन्ह अहाह, सो द अह is pullinga. So it becomes uttamaha. The word ahan is napumsakalinga. But once it combines the samasa and gets the form as aha, it becomes pullinga. So uttamaha iti rupam, pullinge eva. So then he gives an example for the kha. Okay. So there is a digression here. This since the rule says anhaha takhoreva, we saw an example for ta, so he also gives an example for kha. Okay. Dve ahani bhrutaha ityarthe dvyahinaha kratuhu iti rupam. So there is tadhitartha jigu. Tadhitarthottara pada samaharecha ityanena jigu samasah vidhiyate tadhitarthe vishaye. So when there is a tadhita pratyaya which can occur, we have a jigu samasa. Sankhyapurvaha jiguhu. So dvigu is a tatpurusha which has sankhya as the purvapada. So there is dvi and ahan. Dvi ahan ityanayohu dvigu samasaha. Tataha dvi ahan iti sthite tamadhishto vigorva ityanamrutto ratriha samvatsaracha iti kha pratyaha. Okay, there is a kha which is a taddhita pratyaya which is added to this dvigu. Okay, so dvi ahan and there is kha. Okay, so kha is always replaced by ina. There is a rule ayane yaha padha kha jagham satyadina ina, so it becomes dvyahina. Dvyahan ina iti sthite tehelope dvyah ina dvyahinaha iti bhavati. Okay, so this is an example for kha. This is not an example for the samasanta. This is an example for the kha which is being divan. Kha pratyaye pare tilopasya udaharanartham idam diyate dvyahinaha kratuhu. So kratu, a sacrifice which is performed for 2 days, is called dvyahina. So now we have the main line is Raja Hasakibhyashtache. Raja, Rajan, Ahan and Sakhi will have tach as the samasanta. For Rajan, there is Nastadhite Tilopa. For Ahan also, when it is followed by tach, there is Tilopa. And then there is Sakhi. Yasya Ticha Ityanena Ikaralopaha. Sarveshamapi Akarantatvam Sampadhyate. So there are a couple of questions. Is it Kha or Kaha? Doesn't make a difference. If you add a supratyaya to the kha, it becomes kaha. The pratyaya is actually kha. Okay, it is not kaha as a pratyaya. The pratyaya is kha. To indicate that kha, we use supratyaya and it says kaha. Okay. There is no difference. The pratyaya, the actual form of the pratyaya is kha. There is another question which says ragya sakha. Is it raja sakha or ragya sakha? You should be able to answer it. What is the answer? The question is Rajyaha Sakha. What is the form? Raja Sakha. Why not try? Okay, there is no way of deriving Rajya Sakha. The form Rajyaha Sakha. You'll get arrive at the answer easily if you look at the Pratipadika. The Rajan Su Sakhi Su. Interesting. Suprate Raja Sakibhyashtachetyanena Sakhi Shabdat, Sakhi Shabdantat, Tach Pratyaha. If the Ashaya of your Prashna was whether the Rajan here will have the Samasanta, it will not. If that was the intent of the question. So the Rajya Sakha Ityatra Rajan Ityasmant Nabhavati. Because Samasanta, a Samasanta is added only at the end of a Samasa. It does not matter what is the, it is not added in between. Okay, so it is always at the end. Because it has Sakhi as the Uttarapada, there is Tach. So it becomes Rajan, Su, Sakhi, Su, A from Tach. So there is Lopa of both Supratayas by Supodhatu Pratipadikayoho. Rajan, Sakhi, A. Sakhi Shabda Seika Rasya, Yasya Ticha Iti Lopaha. So Rajan, Sakh, A. Sakha, Jibhavati. Rajan, Ityatra Nakarasya. Nalopa Pratipadikantasya Ityanena Lopaha Raja Sakha Iti Samasaha Raja Sakha Iti Rupam. Any other question? Linga Vishishta Paribhashayaha Anityatvat Neha Madranam Rajni Madra Rajni. There is a Paribhasha Pratipadika Grahane Linga Vishishtasya Api Grahanam. Okay, it is a general rule which says Pratipadika Grahane. Wherever a particular Pratipadika is indicated, Linga Vishishtasya Api Grahanam. The Strilinga form of that word, say Linga Vishishta, that is that word along with the Linga Bodhaka Pratyaya. If you add a Stri Pratyaya, there is a form. So Linga Vishishtasya Api Grahanam. So if there is some Karya which is indicated for a Pratipadika, you can do it for the Pullinga form and also for the Strilinga form. Okay? Because of this Paribhasha. Pratipadika Grahane Linga Vishishtasya Api Grahanam. So here you have Rajan. Rajan ityasmat tach pratyaha bhavati ityuktam. The strilinga form of Rajan is Rajni. Rajan ityasmat rnebhyongi ityanena nip pratyaha. It becomes Rajan e allopo naha ityanena akarasya lopaha Rajni. Tatvashchutve sati Rajni iti rupam. So the strilinga of Rajan is Rajni. So will we add a samasanta for Rajni also is a question. Samasanta is told for the word Rajan. Kintu anaya paribhashaya. Pratipadika grahane lingavishishtasya api grahanam iti paribhashaya. Rajni shabdantat api tat samasantaha bhavati va iti prashnaha na bhavati iti uttaram. Kimartham na bhavati lingavishishta paribhashaya anityatvat. So it is not a compulsory paribhasha, it is anitya. So because of it, in case of samasantas, we do not add a samasanta pratyaya for Rajni. We add it only for Rajan in Pullinga. So Madranam Rajni, the queen of Madras, is called Madra Rajni. So there is no samasanta which is added here. It is added only if it is Rajan and not if it is Rajni. So if we accept this paribhasha, Rajan shabdasya vihita pratyaya, Rajni shabdasya api syat, kintu paribhashayah anityatvangikarat na bhavati. Since this paribhasha is not compulsory, we do not have this samasanta on Rajni. That is when the samasa ends in Rajni. There is one more thing with ahan. Anhonna etebhyaha. Antyachyate. Srinipadani Sandhi, Anhaha, Anhaha, Etebhyaha, Ityasti. So the first Anhaha is Ahan iti Nakarantasya Shashti. Ahan Shabdasya Shashti Bhakta Vekavachane Anhaha iti Bhavati. Which means for the word Ahan. The second Anha is Akarantasya Prathama. Like Ramaha, we have Anhaha. So the word Ahan is replaced by Anha. Okay, it becomes Akaranta. The Nakaranta Ahan is replaced by Anha. Etebhyaha ityuktam. What is this etebhyaha? It comes from the previous rule. Sarvadibhyaha parasya. The previous is ahas sarvaika punya sankhya. I think that is the rule. Just a second. Why did I not? 5487. This is 5488. So 5487 is ahas sarvaika sankhyata punyacha ratrehe. So we saw Ratri, when it is preceded by one of these, it gets Ach as the Samasanta. When Ahan is preceded by one of these, that is, it is preceded by Ahan, Sarva, Ekadesha, Sankhyata, Punya, Sankhyavataka or Avyaya. There are seven things which we discussed there. So Etebhyaha, when preceded by these, the Ahan is replaced by Anha when followed by a Samasanta. The Samasanta Pratyaya is Tach. Raja Hasikibhyas Tach ityanena Tach Samasanta eva bhavati. In addition, the Ahan, the Pratiparika Ahan is replaced by Anna. Okay. So, Sarvam Ahaha ityasti. All days or the entire day ityarthe. Sarva iti Shabdat Ahan Shabdasya Samasaha. Purva Kalaika Sarvajarat Puranaha Samanadhikaranena. Ityanena purvakalaika sarva ityasti sarva shabdasya karmadharaya samasaha sarva ahan ityasti, that is sarva su ahan su raja hasakibhyashtach ityanena tach samasantaha सर्वासु अहंसु अ इत्यस्ति. सो सर्वा अहन् अ इत्यस्यते अह्नोन्न एतेभ्यः. सो वेन् प्रिसीडेड् बै द वर्ड् सर्व, द अहन् इस् रीप्लेस्ड् बै अह्न. सो इट् बिकम् सर्व अह्न आ. यस्य तिच इत्यनेन अन्न इत्यत्र अकारस्य लोपे सर्व अन्न आ. सो यु हाव् सर्वान्न एस् द रूप. सो अगेन् देर् इस् वन् मोर् रूल् हियर्, अन्नोदन्तात् इति. सिन्स् सर्व हेज़् रेफ, शुड् वी कन्वर्ट् द न टु न इस् अ क्वश्चन्. अह्नोदन्तात् इति अपरं सूत्रम्, अह्नः अदन्तात् इति पदद्वयम्. दशाभ्यां नोणसमानपदे इत्यतः नो णः इति अनुवर्तते. सो नः णः नकारस्य स्थाने णकारादेशः. पूर्वपदात् संज्ञायाम् अगः इत्यतः पूर्वपदात् इत्यपि अनुवर्तते. अदन्तपूर्वपदस्थात् रेफात् परस्य अह्नादेशस्य नस्य णः स्यात्. सो अह्नः दट् इस् द अह्नादेश, द आदेश अह्नः फार् द वर्ड् अहन्. So the nakara will be replaced by nakara if it is preceded by an adanta purva pada which has repha. Okay, you have now sarva anha. Okay, anha desha, it is preceded by adanta purva pada which is sarva which has a repha. So adanta purva padasthat rephat parasya anha desha anha desasya nasya nahasyat. So the na is replaced by na. So the form is sarvanha. Okay, so how many sutras are we using to derive this? So there is sarvam ahaha is the vigraha. Sarva su ahan su purvakala eka sarva purat sarva jarat purana navakevala samana adhikaranena iti sutrena karmadharaya samasaha. That is the first rule. So sarva su ahan su iti sthite samasaha samase krute राजाः सखिभ्यश्च इत्यनेन तत् समासान्तः. सर्व सु अहन् सु अ. ततः सुपोधातुप्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन सुपः लुक्. सर्व अहन् अ. अहन् इति प्रातिपदिकस्य अन्नोन्न एतेभ्यः इत्यनेन अह्न इति आदेशः. सर्व अह्न अ. अह्न इत्यत्र अकारस्य यस्येति च इत्यनेन लोपः. सर्व अह्न अ. ओके, सर्व अह्न. अकस्सवर्णे दीर्घः इत्यनेन सवर्णदीर्घे सर्वान्न इत्यस्ति. ततः अह्नोदन्तात् इति सूत्रेण नकारस्य स्थाने णकारादेशः सर्वान्न इति रूपम्. ओके, सो फार् युर् होम्वर्क् टुडे प्लीज़् रैट् औट् द प्रक्रिया फार् सर्वान्न. ओके, सो as you write, as you study the samasantas, it is always better to write down the prakriya for those words because it is both a recollection of the samasa sutra and this. Okay, so today the please write down the prakriya for I'll repeat it again and then. Paramarajaha atiraji krishna sakaha uttamaha sarvanaha. Okay, so for all these, whatever is the udaharane we are seeing, please write down the prakriya. Okay, it is only then that you will become fluent with all the sutras, especially sarvanha, because there are many rules which you are using there. Similarly, purvanha. Purva is an ekadeshi vachaka. So by etebhyaha, in anhona etebhyaha, you have ahaha sarva ekadesha sankhyata punya and sankhyavachaka and avyaya. Okay, all these are included there. So purva is ekadesha, ekadesha vachaka. So purvam ahaha, the first or the beginning of the day is called purvanaha. So it means morning. Purvanaha ityasya morning, pratahkalaha ityasaha. So purva ahan ityasti samasantaha ahan a, ahan ityasya anhadeshaha. पूर्व अह्न अ अकारलोपः पूर्वाह्न अह्नो अह्नोदन्तात् इत्यत्र अत्रापि पूर्व इति अदन्तपूर्वपदं तत्र रेफः अस्ति अह्नादेशः नकारः भवति पूर्वाह्नः सङ्ख्याताह्नः Sankhyatam ahaha, a day which is counted. Like we had Sankhyata ratraha, we have Sankhyata anhaha. So ahan is replaced by anha, there is tat samasanta. There is no natva because there is no repha. Since Sankhyata, the Purvapada does not have repha, there is no natva. So it is Sankhyata anhaha. Dvayohu anhohu bhavaha iti sankhyayaha udaharanam. So dvayor anhor bhavaha ityarthe dvigu samasaha, tadhitarthe dvigu samasaha, dvi ahan a ityasti, kala thai iti thai tadhitaha dvigor luganapatye iti luk. Okay, so you have dvi ahan and a, ahan ityasya anha deshaha, so dvi anha a, dvi anha dvyanhaha. Okay, so it is something which happens over 2 days is called dvyanha. So here again there is no natva. Please remember, natva will happen only if there is a nimitta. The nimitta for natva is always repha or shakara. Rashabhyam no naha. If there is no repha or no shakara, there is no natva at all. So striyam adantatvat tap dvyanha. Okay. So, the ceiling here, the touch, the neep due to touch will not apply because after dvigu you are doing a tadhita samasa and there is a lopa. So, the tiddhanai has a condition called anupasarjanat, okay, where it is not, where it is, the tith happens to be pradhana, there only we have the neep. Okay. Here the tith is on dvi ahan, but you do dvayohu anhohu bhavaha. So, by dvyanha, you refer to something which happens in 2 days. You are not referring to the 2 days themselves. You are referring to something that happens during those 2 days. So, it is upasarjana. And therefore, you do not have neep here and it is tap. So, he says it is dvyanha. Dvyanha priyaha. Dve ahani priye yasya saha. Dvigu garbhaha bahu prihihi. So, we have a dvigu samasa in uttarapada. Sadhitarthe vishaye. Samahare uttarapadecha pare dvigu samasaha. If you recollect dvigu, it is of three kinds. So dvigu will happen when it is a tadhitartha. That is, you are going to do a tadhita pratyaya. For example, the previous case. Dvayohu anhohu bhavaha. So you are doing bhavarthe tadhita pratyaya kriyate. So keeping that tadhita in mind, you do a dvigu initially. That is called tadhitartha dvigu. If you do a samahara dvigu, dvayoho anhoho samaharaha, a group of 2 days or 9 days or whatever, that is samahara dvigu. Uttarapade pare, so dve ahani priye yasya saha, iti bahuvrihi samasa, it is actually bahuvrihi. There, when followed by the word priya, priya iti uttarapade pare, dve ahani, dvishabdasya ahan shabdasya cha samasaha bhavati dviguhu. So this is dvigu garbhaha bahuvrihi. The actual samasa outside is bahuvrihi. Within the bahuvrihi, we have dvigu. So, in this case also, there is samasanta. Dve ahani ityanayohu dvigu samasaha. So, dvi au ahan au iti sthite. Tach samasanta kriyate. Tathaiva ahan ityasya anha iti adesha kriyate. So, dvi anha, dvyanha priyaha iti rupam. Atyantaha, atikrantaha ahaha. So he who has crossed the day, something which has crossed the day and extends into the night is called atyanhaha. So ati, atyadayaha krantadyarthe dvitiyaya iti samasaha. So you have ati, ahan, ahan su, supratyasilopaha, there is tach, there is anha desha, so it becomes atyanhaha. Aha atikrantaha ityarthe pradi samasaha. Okay. So this is anhonna etebhyaha. So for ahan, you have 2 things. One is, in all cases, you have touch as a samasanta. Rajaha sakibhyashtach iti sutrena. Anhonna etebhyaha ityanena sarvadibhyaha parasya ahan shabdasya anha iti adeshaha kriyate. Okay. So there are 2 kinds of forms which you hear. Both cases you have touch as a samasanta. So if it is replaced by anha, you hear the anha. Say madhyanaha, purvanaha, aparanha, all are common ones. You hear the anha. So if it is not one of these, if it is not included in sarva, ekadesha, sankhyata, punya, etc., then it is just ahaha. Ahan a itisthite tilope aha iti shruyate. Uttamahaha. Uttamam ahaha. Uttamahaha. So any other cases will have ahaha. So here you will have anhaha. That is the difference between doing the anha desha and not doing it. Okay. Any questions? Kshubhnadishucha iti agrimam sutram. Nabhabhupu kamigamipyayi vepamittataha na iti anuvartate. Eshu natvam nasyat iti sutram. It is a natva nishedhakam sutram. Okay. A sutra which prevents natva. Kshubhnadishu. So in words which are told under the Kshubhnadi Gana. Kshubhnadi is a class of words. So for words which have been given in that Gana, there is no Natva. Even if there is Nimitta, even if other conditions are satisfied, there is no Natva. Dirghani Pravrita. Pravrita is this for Sharatkala. So in autumn, Dirghani. So it is a season where the days are long. So dirgham ahaha. Okay. So dirgha shabdasya ahan shabdena cha samase krite. You have dirgha ahan tatra tach samasa antaha kriyate. So dirgha ahan a. There is no dirghani ahani asyaha iti. Sorry, this is not a, this is a Bahuvrihi Samasa. Because it refers to Sharatkala. So that which has long days. So Dirgha Ahan. Just see, so how do you have the... So Dirgha Ahan. Ityasmate. Ana upadha lopino anyatarasyam ityanena neep pratyayah. Okay. So we are dealing with Natva, not with the Samasanta. I'm sorry, there is no touch. So it is Dirgha Ahan. Dirgha, jas, ahan, jas, it is stite, bahuvrihi samasa. We will see the bahuvrihi rule later. So, dirgha, ahan, it is stite, nakarantam. There is no touch because it is not tatpurusha. The Raja has a kibhyash touch will apply only if it is a tatpurusha. Since this is a bahuvrihi, the form will be dirgha, ahan. Since it is trilinga, pravrit, it is trilingam. Because of that, there is neep as the pratyaya. Ana upadhalopino anyatarasyam ityanena neep pratyaya kriyate. Dirghahan e ityasti. Alloponaha ityanena upadhayaha akarasya lopaha. So you have dirghah n e. Dirghani iti bhavati. Now, should we do natva by anhodantat? Is a question. So there is ahan. The purvapada is adanta. Dirgha. And it has a repha. Because of the repha, should we do just like we did sarvanha. Sarva ityasmat anha ityasmin pare nakarasya natvam kritam. Atrapi bhavati va iti prashnaha. Dirghani ityasthite anhodantat iti natve prapte anena nishedha. Since it is Kshubhnadishucha says, Kshubhnadigane paathat natvam na bhavati ityachate ataha atra natvam nasti dirghani ityeva rupam. So this rule came in only because of the natva. Okay. Now the point behind this whole thing is about the rule anhodantat. Okay. I'll just go back to the anhodantat. Anhaha adantat iti padadvayam. Okay. Now the question here is the anhaha here. Is it akaranta or nakaranta? Anhaha, is it shashti of the word ahan? Or is it prathama of the word anha? Ahan is the original word, pratipatika. Tasya shashti vibhaktau ekavachane anhaha iti rupam bhavati. Now anha is the adesha which you have in anhona etebhyaha. So if you have the anha as the akaranta, then there is prathamanta of it. Like ramaha, you have anha which is prathamanta. So which is this? Is it shashtyanta of ahan or is it prathamanta of anha is a question. Which is debated by various Shastrakaras. Okay. So, what does Dikshita write in the Sutrartha? So, let's again go back to Anhodantad. So, he says, अदंत पूर्वपदस्थात् रेफात् अदंतात् इत्यस्ति रसाभ्याम् इत्यतः रेफात् इति अनुवर्तते. अह्नादेशस्य नस्य णः स्यात् he says अह्नादेशस्य he treats it as अह्न आदेश दकारांत आदेश which is अह्न अह्नादेशस्य नस्य णः स्यात् he doesn't say अहन् शब्दस्य नस्य णः स्यात् he says अह्नादेशस्य नस्य णः स्यात् this is he treats it as prathama vibhakti of anha and he says that there is natva only for the anha desha not if it is ahan only when it is replaced by anha there is natva is what he states initially okay so that is what he says so sutrartha drishtya anha iti adantasya shashtyarthe prathama vibhakti it is prathamanta of anha so yatra anha desha kritah tatraiva natva prapti so only where the ahan is replaced by anha there is natva is what he intends why does he do that dirghani ityatra natva maranartham to prevent natva in dirghani dirghani he says that only if ahan has been replaced by anha there is natva so anha deshasya nasya nahasyat now this is not anha desha right dirghahan ityeva pratipadikam ahan has not been replaced by anha because the purvapada is not sarvaika desha sankhyata punya etc so there is no anha desha therefore there is no natva okay. we also have kshubhnadi sutta so kshubhnadi gane paathadapi dirghani ityatra natvam nivaryate now there are two ways of preventing natva in dirghani the whole question is दीर्घानि शुड नॉट हैव नत्वा दीर्घानि इत्यत्र नत्वं नेष्यते कथं नत्ववारणम् इति प्रश्नः ओके वन वे इज टू से क्षुब्नादि गणे पाठात् नत्वं न भवति द अदर वे इज टू इंटरप्रिट अह्नोदन्तात् एज अह्नादेशे सत्येव नत्वं सो सिंस इट इज नॉट अह्नादेश देयर इज नो नत्वा सो देयर आर टू वेज व्हिच आर हियर He is debating between them. Yes, Vasuji, you have a question. Vasuji, you have a question. I think you should unmute yourself because you are self-muted.
Yes, sir. Is that a typo? Natvam varyate or nivaryate?
Varyate, nivaryate is both the same. Ni is just a upadhatu for the dhatu. So varyate, varanam is to prevent. So this is both the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So now there are two ways of preventing natva in dirghani pravrut. Okay. One is to say kshubhnadi gane paathat natvam nasti. Say the word is included in the kshubhnadi gana, so there is no natva. The other is to say anhodantat ityatra anha iti adantam. You say that it is akaranta. Therefore, only when there is anha adesha, it is replaced by natva. And that is, natva happens only if there is anha adesha. So, in either cases, you can prevent natva in dirghani. So, which of these should you do is a question. So, he says, shubhnadishucha ityatra gane paathat natvam varyate. Evam cha etadartham. anha iti adantanukarana kleshah na kartavyah he says it is not required to interpret anhodantat as akarantat that is the anha as akaranta that is only when there is anha desha there is natva so anha iti adantanukarana kleshah na kartavyah so he says including it under the kshubhnadi gana is a better way because pratipadikanta iti natva varanaya क्षुभ्नादिषु पाठस्य आवश्यकत्वात् क्षुभ्नादिगण पाठ विल प्रिवेंट ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ नत्व ओके क्षुभ्नादिषु च जस्ट सेज देयर इज नो नत्व व्हिच एवर द रूल यू हैव नत्व फ्रॉम देयर इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ गेटिंग नत्व फ्रॉम नन ऑफ दोज विद विल ऑपरेट एंड देयरफॉर देयर इज नो नत्व एट ऑल इज व्हाट क्षुभ्नादिगण सेज ओके नाउ if you don't have this paatha in kshubhnadi gana if you say anhodantat ityatra yatra anhadeshah tatraiva natvam iti yadi uchyate So by that you can prevent natva by anhodantat. Okay, so if you say it is akaranta and you interpret it as natva happening only when there is anhadesha, so then the natva by that rule anhodantat can be prevented. By but natva by some other rule cannot be prevented. There is other rule like pratipadikantanum vibhakti shucha, which might give natva. So to overcome all kinds of natva, it is better to say that dirghani is in the kshubhnadigana and therefore there is no natva, which means anhodanta adityatra anhaha iti shashtyanta eva ahan shabdasya adantat purvapadastha drephat parasya ahan shabdasya natvam bhavati itteva arthaha. Okay, so it is adantat iti taparakaranat neha paragatam ahaha paranhaha. So the purvapada should be adanta. Adanta means hrasvakaranta. Hrasvakarantam purvapadam tatra repaha asti tasmat parasya ahan shabdasya natvam bhavati paragatam anhaha ityasti. So para anhaha pra para, para is the upasarga there, para ahan itisthite anha deshe tachitakrute paranha iti shabde natvam na bhavati. So even though there is repha, there is no natva because this is not adanta purvapada. The purvapada is akaranta and not adanta, and therefore you will not have natva here. It will be paranhaha. So in cases like sarvanhaha, there is natva because sarva is akaranta, hrasva akaranta. So I think I'll stop here. There are two more rules to do with the ahan shabda, but I think it might get a bit confused. So please, after today's class, please take some time to do the homework so that it becomes clear. So please write down the prakriya for these words, the words which I mention now. So I want you to write down the prakriya for those. Okay. So if you want, I will type it out in the chat. Note this down and write down the prakriya for these words so that you are not confused by all the things that are going on. So there are 10 words. Can you all see them? Paramarajaha Atiraji Krishna Sakaha Sarvanhaha Madhyanhaha Vyanhapriyaha Dirghani Paranhaha Uttamahaha and Atyanhaha. Okay, so there are 10 words. So the homework is.
Okay, the page is closed and I cannot see the page.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just a second. But it is not on the page, it is in the chat window. Okay. I'm not, you don't have to write it down. As I say, it is there in the chat window. I think all of you can see it. If you cannot see, I'll dictate. But I can just copy it from there. That would be easier. Can you see it? Okay. Yeah, so please write them down or just copy the thing. So there was a question in between which I think I didn't answer by Raghu Varma. So how do we know which are the words which are included in a gana? Say for example, which words are included in the Kshubhnadi gana? So at the end of the siddha, usually, I mean, Ganapatha, I don't think it has been published separately. I don't know. I mean, it might have been, but usually all Kaumudi books or most of the Kaumudi books will carry a Ganapatha at the end of it. Say, for example, in this four book edition, if you look at the fourth part, at the end of it, there is Ganapatha, which is listed according to the Adhyaya. Say, for example, I mean, first Adhyaya, which are the Ganas, according to the order of sutras in which they occur, there is a Ganapatha. So if you want to know for words about the Kshubhnadigana, you have to look at take up the fourth part and then look at the end of it. So there is a separate Ganapatha, Lingana Shasana and Ganapatha, which is both printed there. Okay. So it will have words in all the Gana. Any other questions? Oh, the slides are there in the, there's a question, is it possible to share the slides outside the recording? It is available as a PDF, right? I mean, in Yama Samskrita Pathashala. So, you don't want to have to listen to it, that is why I mean, it is as a PDF, you can download it and you can have it just for, if you want just the slides. It is there in Yama Samskrita. There is only audio, there is only notes. And there were requests by quite a few people to, if the webinar recording can be shared for download. I mean, I think the current way where the GoToWebinar recording, if it is shared from the GoToWebinar website, you can only view it and not download it. So there is a problem because it keeps going back to the beginning or whatever. Within the website, we have a problem because as I told sometime that the server is not fast enough to upload such huge files and for you to download. But there is one thing I can do. I will give a link this time when I upload it in the Pathashala. I'll give a link from my Dropbox from where you can download that file, the file that is the both the audio video file. But I mean, it will be there only for a couple of weeks. I mean, because of my size problems, I will have to take it out. But you can download, say, probably if you can have within 10 days, you can download it anytime. Okay, I'll give it for download. So you can download the audio video file if you wish. I mean, you can, you always have the audio and the slides separately, but to actually listen to class, you will also have that from this week. Okay. MS Word, I see, yeah. If you want a Word file, it will take some time, but yes, I can do it. Maybe I mean, it's just some saving as an outline or something. I'll see. There is another question by this. The Samasanta, in the list you have, which is the one you are referring to? I mean, this is a new spreadsheet. This is not the spreadsheet which I used that day. Okay. I mean, this is a new spreadsheet which I created on this one. No, no, that is not the one. That is only which shows the sutras. There is nothing else there other than the rules. Okay. This is a separate thing which I did only for the Samasantas for today, I mean, because I thought it was easier to do. Ah, yeah, I'll put this file. But this file will have to be updated every time we do Samasantas. Okay. So, I mean, this is easier for Punaravartana. So, I'll update it next time with what we did today. And yeah, I'll share it. I'll obviously share the file. Okay, I think if all of you have noted down the words, we'll stop here. Munitrayan namaskritya tadukti paribhavyacha vayyakarana siddhanta kaumudiyam virachyate. Thank you.